姊妹们平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴又再回到弟兄姊妹中间啊。
I'm very glad to be able to return to your midst.
这是我第一次连续两年回到澳洲来。
It is my first time that I will come consecutive years.
去年来过了，之前是六年前来过。
Last year I was here, and indeed 6 years before that I was.
我记得有一次我到美国的一个地方去，我三年没有去了。当我见到他们的时候，我就问他们说：“最近都还好吗？”
And I remember once I was in America, I was visiting a place, and then haven't been there for 3 years. When I asked, "How are you all?"
他们就说还好。
It's all right.
那我就说，那你们这三年里面最大的长进是什么？
And then I asked them, what was the major growth among you in 3 years?
那就全部都不回答了。
No answer.
隔了很久以后，一个姊妹讲了一句话，说体重。
And then after a while, the sister's answer, one sister answers, our weight has increased.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得时间在我们的手中，我们怎么用它？
I don't know how you have been utilizing your time.
就是我们一个人这辈子就活这么一次。
No, we have only one life to live.
今年一月到五月，我每个月我认识的人走掉了。
You know, from the past January to May, almost indeed every month I have one friend gone.
有年长的，有年轻的。
Elderly, young.
不到一个月以前，我一个认识超过50年以上的弟兄，跟我从小在眷村长大的弟兄，说走就走了。
Less than a month ago, a brother who I've known for 50 years, growing up with me, he left suddenly.
他非常健康。
Very healthy man.
跟我年纪差不多，常常打网球。
Same age as mine, always play tennis.
礼拜天教会那天是轮到他服侍饼杯。
It was his turn indeed on Sunday to break the bread.
突然没有出现。
Didn't appear.
然后到了后来知道，但主日早上他突然走掉了。
Indeed, we knew afterwards that he.Passed away on Sunday morning.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一辈子就活这么一次。
You know, brothers and sisters, we only have one life to live.
然后没有一个人知道自己什么时候走。
And you don't know. None of us know when will be your time to go.
所以没有一天是我们可以浪费的。
Indeed, we cannot afford to waste one day.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，我决定相信，当我们见到主的时候。
I firmly believe. I always told brothers and sisters, one day when I meet my Lord.
我们里面充满了遗憾，充满了懊悔。
There will be a lot of regret and.Grieve inside.
一面见到主真是高兴啊。
On one hand, we see the Lord, we will be joyful.
然后回头看我们的这一生就真是懊悔，那么多的机会在我们的手中浪费了。
But then as we look back, we truly grieve and regret how much time we have wasted.
然后神这么重要的旨意托付给我们，我们在主的面前没有好好去活。
God has given us His eternal valuable purpose.But we do not pay attention.
所以希伯来的作者告诉我们，总要趁着还有今日，要我们天天彼此相劝啊。
That's why the author of the Hebrews told us, while we still have today, we must grasp opportunity to encourage one another.
所以当我在为这次听说周间有给我排聚会的时候，我就祷告主要讲什么。
So I was praying what I'm going to share with you.
我本来原来以为只是看望圣徒，因为我在我的 schedule 写给澳洲的弟兄姊妹写到。周间看望圣徒，没有要来聚会的。
I was thinking originally to use these few days to visit brothers and sisters. I didn't expect to speak.
我也没想到你们周间这么忙这么累还能够来聚会，我实在很感谢主。
I didn't expect among all your busy schedule you have come. I really thank the Lord. I'm touched by you.
虽然有很多的信息，可能是很多个人很需要的。
Of course, we have many messages we do need.
例如说我们可能心情不好，我们可能软弱，可能生病，可能家里有困难。
Maybe we don't feel good, we are sick, difficulties from your own home.
但是从我这些年的服事里面，我觉得今天所讲的信息，讲到神家见证的恢复，我觉得它的重要性大过我们个人的需要。
But from my experience, that the theme tonight, recovery of the testimony of the house of God, indeed is much more important.Than your own need.
因为神所要得到的是教会啊。
Because God really wants to gain His church.
仇敌怕的还不太怕个人。
The enemy doesn't quite fear about your own personal victory.
个人属灵他其实不太紧张，因为他有办法解决的。
You know, individual, mature, or spiritual, he doesn't.Really care because he can.
但是当教会刚强的时候，那是仇敌害怕的。
But if the church is strong, it is.
当神的百姓刚强的时候，那是仇敌最不希望看到的。
When the people of God strong become strong, Satan would fear.
所以当我想到这个题目的时候，自己里面就很感谢神啊。
As I recall this theme, I really thank my Lord.
我发现，我在不同的地方讲神家见证恢复的时候，发现都需要。
I really find this is so necessary everywhere I go, how to recover the testimony of God.
因为几乎只要是教会，只要是神的儿女，一定几乎都 under attack， 都被仇敌攻击。
Almost every child is under attack of the enemy.
就没有一个教会不被仇敌攻击。
No church is spared.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们今天来看这样子信息的时候，我希望我们带着信心，也带着盼望来听这样子的信息。
As we take you on this topic, pray that we will come with faith and hope.
希伯来书三章六节说，神的儿子在这里治理他的家。
Remember, Hebrews tells us 3:16.The Son of God Himself looked after His household.
如果我们将起初的盼望和胆量坚持到底，这就是他的家。
If we insist our hope and our bravery till the end, we are the God's household.
很多的时候，我们放眼望去，看自己，看周围，看众教会，我们真的失去了盼望，非常灰心的。
Often when we look at ourselves, we look at churches around us, we are very disappointed.
但希伯来作者提醒我们。
But the author of the Hebrews reminds us,
是神的儿子在这里治理他的家。
It is the Son of God Himself looking after His
household. 所以我们要带着盼望的。
We should be hopeful.
是的，我们有软弱，有失败，甚至有伤害。
Indeed, we are weak. We actually have a lot of hurts.
但是教会是基督的，是神的儿子亲自在这里治理这个家。
But the church belongs to Christ. He Himself is looking after His own household.
在我服事的里面，我每次碰到难处解决不了的时候，我就赖给主哈。
Every time when I cannot solve the problems, I just push it back to my Lord.
我说主，这是你的家，不是我的哈。
And I told my Lord, Lord, this is your household, it's not mine.
你要来管。
You must look after your.
你要来医治，你要来拯救的。
You must heal, you must save.
所以主就让我再有盼望，知道他在负责。
As long as I realize that the Lord has given me new hope, He is responsible.
起初的盼望和胆量。
Hold on to our first hope.
很多的时候，很多的事情让我们里面 under attack 被攻击，我们信心软弱了。
We have so many things that under attack. We our faith become very weak.
但是希伯来作者劝我们要把起初的信盼望和胆量要坚持到底。
But the Hebrews author reminds us we have to insist and hold fast to our confidence and our boasting in our hope.
所以我也不知道在座是从。哪些教会来，你们教会有哪些问题，我也不需要知道，但是我们知道很重要的，我们的仇敌是同一个。
I don't know where you come from, and indeed I don't need to know, but I know only one thing. We have the same enemy.
仇敌来就是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏的。
Satan comes to deceive, to destroy, and to kill.
但是我们感谢神，我们所侍奉的神也是同一位神。
But we thank the Lord, we always.At the same God.
然后我们里面的生命也是同一个生命。
We also have the same life inside.
所以我们碰到任何弟兄姊妹，我们心里面都应该欢喜，应该珍惜的。
So whenever we meet brothers and sisters, we should be joyful.
我们一起在主的面前，让主在众教会里面都带下复兴的工作。
Together in the Lord, we pray for the Lord's revival among His churches.
我今天晚上是从重建圣殿这件事情看到神家见证的恢复。
Tonight I'm going to use how the Lord rebuilds the temple.To look at this theme, recovery of His testimony.
明天晚上从重建城墙这件事情看见神家见证的恢复。
And tomorrow night I will use the rebuilding of the wall to look at this theme.
我相信很多信息弟兄姊妹都很熟。
I'm sure you are familiar with many messages.
但是我很喜欢挑战弟兄姊妹，挑战我自己的一句话。
One thing I want to challenge you and myself.
就是要来就来真的。
You better be serious.
到底今天我们所听得到在我身上是真的吗？
Are you really serious about the word you have heard?
主说，我说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The Lord of my word is spirit and life.
要晓得主的话不光是生命，主的话也是使命。
Remember, the Lord's word is not only life but also a mission.
每一次他说话的时候，他就把托付给我们。
You know, every time when he speaks, he gives us mission.
怎么样子让道能够成为肉身被活出来？
How can the word become flesh to be manifested?
在我个人，在我的家，在我的教会里面，在这个世代里面，我能够活出我所听到的。
My own life, my family life in this society, how to live out what we have heard.
所以今天晚上我们讲重建圣殿。
Tonight we're going to share the rebuilding of the temple.
我就假设弟兄姊妹都很熟了哈。
I assume you're quite familiar.
我看你们的样子也像很熟圣经的人哈。
Looking at you, you look very familiar with the Bible.
因为我们没有时间去读太多的经文，我就假设大家都很熟了。
We don't have much time to read all the verses. I assume you know.
你知道以色列百姓分了三批被掳。
You know, three batches of the people got taken into captivity.
然后分了三批归回。
And then three batches coming back, return.
第一批的归回。
The first return.
所罗巴伯和约书亚。
Jerubbabel and Joshua.
带着一批百姓回来。
Leading the first batch of people return.
他们重建了祭坛，重建了圣殿。
They rebuild the altar, they rebuild the temple.
第二批以斯拉。
And then second batch under Ezra.
他恢复了神的话圣言在神百姓中间该有的地位。
He restored the word of God and its authority among God's people.
第三批是尼希米恢复的城墙。
And then third under Nehemiah rebuilding of the wall.
弟兄姊妹首先我们要来看一件事情。
So first of all we need to look at this.
这一批肯归回的人。
Those who are willing to come back.
都是爱主的人。
They love God.
他们在巴比伦已经停留了将近70年的时间。
Almost 70 years they were living in Babylon.
可能已经到了第二代，到了第三代。
Will be already the second or third generation.
他们已经非常习惯巴比伦的生活。
Very familiar with the Babylonian living.
你要知道巴比伦的生活比在巴勒斯坦的生活舒服多了。
You know, the living in Babylon is much better, more comfortable than in Palestine.
因为他们比较 modernized, 比较现代一点。
More modernized.
他们不像在巴勒斯坦，他们说主要的生活是农牧啊，就是农业跟牧业。
You know, in Palestine is mainly agricultural living.
在巴比伦有最现代的享受，有最舒服的环境。
But in Babylon, the most advanced and comfortable environment.
70年之后
，70 years left.
神照着他的应许
，according to God's promise.
能够让他们可以归回。
He allowed them to return.
但弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，回来的人只有五万个人。
The Bible has told us only 50,000 came back.
你要晓得这一批人比较于神百姓几百万人。
You know, millions were scattered.
是少数中的少数。
They are the remnants, only the very little number, minority.
他们里面真是有一颗爱神的心。
But they really have hearts to love God.
他们愿意恢复神家的见证。
They were willing to restore God's testament.
所以他们不辞辛劳，翻山越岭的回来。
So they didn't care about the difficulties over all the problems they went.
然后他们不计代价的回来。
They paid a high price to return.
因为你知道他们回来是70年的荒芜之地，百废待兴。
70 years, the land had become desolate.
我想在雪梨住过了，如果现在突然叫你沙漠里面去住，这两个是天壤之别。
You know, people living in Sydney for a while, if I put you in a desert, how are you going to feel?
他们愿意回来。
But they were willing to come.
所以我们说这班人是真的爱主的人。
That's why I said they really love the Lord.
这班人真的是有心为着主的。
They really have a heart for God.
那第二件事情。
Now secondly.
当他们一回来的时候。
And as they return.
圣经告诉我们他们其实才刚刚落地。
The Bible
刚刚回来。
The moment they landed.
他们没有急的去先把自己赶快开始盖自己的家。
They didn't hurry to build their own houses.
赶快去重整自己的家园。
Or trying to rebuild their own household or family.
圣经告诉我们他们立刻大人孩子一起集中在耶路撒冷。
But they all gathered young and old in Jerusalem.
然后他们做了一件非常有意义具体的恢复行动。
And they did one thing very vivid, important to restore.
重建祭坛。
Restore the altar.
弟兄姊妹，今天晚上重建祭坛不是我的主题，但是重建祭坛太重要了。
You know, this is not my theme tonight, but it is so important to rebuild the altar.
什么叫做重建祭坛？
What does it mean to rebuild the altar?
重建我生活中的秩序啊。
It is rebuilding the order of my life.
能够让主居首位。
God be my preeminence.
弟兄姊妹，这些字千万不要去小看它。
Do not underlook these words.
让主居首位，谁不知道啊
？God be my preeminence。
让主居首位，本来就是应该这个样子的、啊。
Let God be our Lord. This is be the case.
但是你就晓得弟兄姊妹，你真去看我们的生活。
But indeed, when you look at your own life,
你会发现很多的地方我们没有让主居首位。
You will find that there are so many instances that you are not allowing the Lord to be your Lord.
四年前我在香港讲道的时候
，Four years ago when I was preaching in Hong Kong.
那么中间有一堂让年轻人上来做见证。
There was one section allowing young people to come up to bear testimony.
有一个在读研究所的一个学生起来做见证。
A young man was in his research institute.
他申请一个internship.
He was applying for an internship.
那个教授正好出外了。
The professor was away.
他很需要急着知道 professor 接不接受他。
He really wanted to know whether he would be accepted.
因为他的主修是要做船叫要出海的哈，他们去研究海洋的。
Because the major research was regarding a boat going to the ocean.
所以他很需要知道教授到底接不接受他。
He really wanted to know will I be accepted by the professor.
所以他信发给教授以后，他每天早上第一件事情就 check email.
So the first thing every morning was to check his email.
一天没有，两天没有，三天没有。
One day, two days, three days next.
然后有一天神突然光照他。
And then one day God spoke to him.
早上起来第一件事情。看电脑而不到我面前来。
You have been checking your email every morning, but you didn't come to me in the morning.
弟兄姊妹，你会觉得这是本来就是这个样子啊，我要知道啊。
You think you're be natural because I want to know something.
那个弟兄，我那天感动的是，他为了这样子的一件事情，站在台上做见证的时候，一面流泪，一面跟弟兄姊妹讲，神光照他，他认罪。
But I was very moved that brother when he was sharing his testimony, he was sharing in tears.Because God has rebuilt him.
今天能够每天都还读经有灵修生活的已经少之又少了。
You know, it is already a minority of Christians that would have daily devotional time.
能够每天早上起来不见主的面不见人的面不听主的话不跟人说话的人更少了。
It is even harder to find anyone every morning before greeting anyone.Meet the Lord first.
多少人睡觉带着手机睡觉，早上醒来先上手机报道，对不对
？So many of us sleep with your iPhone, sleep with your smartphone in the morning. Say good morning to your iPhone.
我只是举一件很小的事情。
It's a minor thing.
在我们生活里面，到底什么是居首位
？In your life, who is the most important Lord man?
主日早上到底什么事情是居首位
？Sunday morning, who is?The preeminent.
在我花钱的时候做决定的时候到底什么居首位
In your decision making, in your how to spend your money, who is the Lord?
所以不要以为重建祭坛是小事不容易的事
So do not underestimate the importance of rebuilding the altar.
我曾经讲过你如果把你整个人生分成几个大项的 category 的话
I've told before, if you divided your life in different categories,
例如说你夫妻的关系是一个
好了Relationship with husband and wife.
你跟孩子的关系是一个。
Relationship with your children.
你的学业、你的学问、读书是一个。
Your study, your academic achievement.
你的 career, 你的事业是一个。
Your career or your profession.
我们的财富是一个，我们的健康是一个。
Your wealth, your health.
我们的人际关系，我们等等等，你把它，例如说列了十个。
Maybe 10 altogether categories, including human relationship.
你十个零放在这里。
And you join them.
你知道电脑里面只有零跟一两种哈，你们不管你们懂不懂电脑哈，我告诉你。
No, the computer language is only zero and one, zero and one. Binary.
以前我搞电脑是搞最底层的东西，只有零跟一，全部都是零跟一啊。
My brother was involved in computer. We always only zero, one, zero, one.
所以假装只有基督是四，只有他是一，其他都是零啊。
The only Christ is one, all others are zero.
除了基督以外，其他都是 nothing.
Besides Christ, all is nothing.
那你这十个零摆在一起。
So you've got 10 zero.
现在基督来了。
Now Christ comes.
你要把基督放在这呢，还是放在这
？Where will you put Christ? On your left or on your right?
告诉我你要放在哪里
？Where will you put Christ?
从你们那边看，应该是这边最大，对不对
？From this aspect, it will be the other side.
如果你把基督放在最后的话。
But if you put Christ to the last,
你就是哥林多前书第三章，仅此得救，火一烧，全部烧光了。
You will be like what in First Corinthians chapter 3, you are just barely saved, just under fire.
今生所有的追求得着，不管是爱情也好，财富也好，学业也好，夫妻关系也好，孩子关系也好，没有基督 ，nothing.
All your pursuits, whether it's relationship, husband and wife, children, without Christ is nothing.
我仅此得救，带着基督的生命，就是这样子而已。
You without Christ, this is the end, the result.
但是如果你放在这里的话
，But if you put Christ on the other side,
你后面接的十个零，所有的东西都有意义。
Then all the 10 zeros will be linked by Christ, will be all meaningful to you.
夫妻关系让我生命增长。
The relationship between husband and wife.
我的职场生活让我人生更有价值。
Your secular world makes you.Better and more
我们任何的东西全部因着基督居首位，全部有价值。
All our encounters because of Christ becomes meaningful.
1+10=0是多少？考你们。
If you one with followed by 10 zero, what is it?
它是十亿 1 billion。
1 billion。
那十亿跟一怎么能比呢
？How can you compare one with a billion？
其实永生跟今生更是超过十亿跟一的比。
How can you compare your present life to eternity? It's far more than a billion to one。
更何况神的旨意，哥罗西书第一章告诉我们，神的旨意就是要叫基督在。凡事上居首位。
Indeed, we know from Colossians 1 that God's purpose is that Christ will be preeminent in all things.
但是这个今天不是我的主题哈。
This is not my main theme.
我今天要讲重建圣殿。
I'm here to share about rebuilding the temple.
首先我们要注意一件事情。
First thing we need to pay notice.
就是当这一班归回的百姓。
When this batch of returnee.
不辞劳苦回来。爱主的见证，他们回来了。
They paid the price for the sake of the Lord. They came.
他们立刻重建圣殿，不是立刻重建祭坛。
Immediately they rebuild the altar.
然后接着他们开始重建圣殿。
And while they are building the altar,
当他们把 foundation 垒好的时候
，and then they immediately build the temple. Once they have laid the foundation,
马上被仇敌攻击。
Immediately the enemy was swarmed in.
仇敌来恐吓他们，仇敌来控告他们。
Threaten and accusing them.
仇敌上诉到王的那边去。
Satan appealed to the emperor.
然后那边下令不准他们再做。
And the passing a decree, they have to stop.
然后这个建殿的工程一停了15年到16年。
And that stop has lasted for 10 to 15 years.
弟兄姊妹在这里首先第一件事情我们要看到的。
The first thing we must see.
有重建有归回的心愿仇敌还不够怕。
The Satan is not bothered if you have a heart to rebuild.
虽然他很宝贵但是仇敌不怕。
It is already very precious, but it doesn't bother Satan.
那重建祭坛让主居首位太棒了对不对
Rebuilding the altar, allowing God be our preeminence is so good.
原谅我说，这个还不是仇敌最怕的。
This, forgive me to say, still doesn't scare the enemy.
那不过是让我个人有一个跟神对的关系就是了。
It's just restoring my personal relationship with God.
它还不是一个整体神家的见证。
It's not a collective corporate testimony.
当他们要重建圣殿的时候
，But when they want to rebuild the temple,
所有仇敌的攻击就出来了。
All attacks granted.
换句话说仇敌怕的还不是我个人有很好的灵修很好的祭坛生活有爱主的心。
In other words, Satan is not scared when we individually have a heart for the Lord, have good devotional time.
而是当我们真正开始从事神家见证的建造的时候。
But if we truly involve ourselves into the rebuilding of God's temple.
而是当我们真正投身于神家见证的恢复的时候。
We truly commit ourselves to the recovery of God's temple.
马上接二连三仇敌的攻击。
Immediately excited.
而且非常强烈的攻击。
And fierce, very fierce.
所以整个圣殿的工作被停顿下来。
The whole work being stopped.
所以我们现在就要来看到底什么叫做圣殿。
So let's see what it means by the temple.
旧约借着神的国借着圣殿来表明神百姓和神之间的关系。
In the Old Testament, the temple represents the worship of God's people to God.
我们知道圣殿是神的居所。
We know the temple is where God lives.
神同在的地方。
Where God's presence.
弟兄姊妹这件事情太重要了。
This is so important, brother.
天和天上的天的确神都可以居住。
The heaven and the heavens of the heavens.Yes, God lives.
但是神特别指的殿是他的居所。
But God clearly said this temple is where I live.
所以出埃及记25章说要为我造圣所，我好住在你们中间。
Exodus 25, build a tabernacle for me so I can live in there.
所以第一件事情，教会或是圣殿，第一件最重要的事情。
So first, one number one important thing.
这是神的居所。
This is God's dwelling place.
神安息的地方，神同在的地方。
Where God rests and where God's presence is.
我在很多的教会问弟兄姊妹说，教会最大的特点是什么
？Often when I go to churches, I ask, "What is the unique characteristic of a church?"
很多人都说是爱。
They said love.
爱的确是很重要。
Of course, love is very important.
爱也是神家的特点。
It's also characteristic of God's house.
但是神的百姓与地上的万民有分别，不是因为爱。
But what differentiates God's people from the other nations?
乃是因为神的同在。
It's not love, it's God's presence.
对不对？所以摩西对神说，地上的万民怎么知道 我们是在你眼前蒙恩的。
That's why Moses asked God, how would the nations know that we are the blessed nation?
人在什么事情上知道我们跟地上的万民是有分别的呢？
How could people tell we are different from other nations?
这出埃及记33章讲的。
Exodus 33.
他对神说，岂不是因为你与我们同去吗？
He asked the Lord, isn't it because you will be with us?
弟兄姊妹，教会如果没有神的同在，这是一个空洞的教会。
Brothers and sisters, there is no God's presence in the church, it is an empty church.
会幕没有约柜，这是一个空洞的会幕。
The tabernacle we about, the ark is an empty tabernacle.
所以所罗门献殿，所罗门在那里献祭的时候，
So when Solomon offered the sacrifice,
他跑到基甸会幕那里去献祭了。
He went to the Gideon, the tabernacle there.
但那个时候约柜已经不在基甸了，已经被大卫接到大卫的城里面来了。
But back then, there's no ark anymore, has been moved to the city of David.
所以当所罗门那天向神求智慧，
So Solomon asked for wisdom.
神赐给他智慧以后，圣经上告诉我们，他当天就回去了。
And God gave him wisdom immediately on that day he returned.
他回到耶路撒冷，回到他父亲摆约柜的地方，在约柜面前敬拜神。
He returned to Jerusalem where the ark was, where his father has laid on.
弟兄姊妹，今天我不管教会的building 盖得多大，有多少钱，有多少 program， 有多少人。
Brothers and sisters, I don't care how big your church is, how many programs, how many people are coming.
如果神的同在不是这个教会的中心，神的同在不在的话，这个不叫教会。
If God's presence is no longer here or no longer the center, it is no longer a church.
所以叫圣殿在这里面第一件事情表明这是神的居所。
So first of all, the temple, the house of God is His presence.
这是他的同在，他的安息之所。
It is His presence is where He rests.
第二个，教会是神在这里得到敬拜，人侍奉他，彰显他荣耀的地方。
Secondly, the house of God is where God will receive His worship.
啊，殿之所以要存在，是为了敬拜神、荣耀神的。
The temple is to worship God and glorify God.
不是为了任何人。
Not anyone. Not
不是为了任何理想。
Of any ideology.
也不是为了任何有意义的行动。
And not even any so-called meaningful activity.
所以我们要做 community service, 但是它不是教会的中心。
Yes, we need to have community service, but this is not our center.
我们要做宣教，但是它不是教会的中心。
We need to have missionary work, again, this is not the center of the church.
我们要在这里唱诗，要在这里传福音，都很好，但是教会的中心必须是让神在这里敬拜，我们敬拜他。
We'll sing him, we'll preach the gospel, but still the themeimportant thing of church is to worship God.
所以我前两天在那边聚会的时候，我讲到真实的敬拜。
So a few days ago when I was preaching, I mentioned about genuine true worship.
教会任何的事工，
any ministry of the church,
不管是儿童主日学，不管是招待、饭食、讲台、唱诗，做任何事情，
Sunday school, ushers, pulpit, singing, hymn singing, anything,
它都必须是真实敬拜的副产品。
It must be the byproduct of genuine worship.
是从真实敬拜里面所产生出来的。
It is the product of genuine worship.
而不是真实敬拜的替代品。
It is not the replacement of genuine worship.
哇，很多人很认真做儿童主日学。
You know, people can devote yourself very much to Sunday school.
他以为这就是侍奉神。
They think this is my service.
这的确很重要。
Yes, very important.
但是它不能够取代我跟神之间直接的敬拜。
But it cannot replace my genuine worship to God.
而是应该说，我在做儿童主日学的时候，是出于我对神真实的敬拜所产生出来的服事。
It is indeed when I serve the Sunday school, it is because I genuinely serve God.And it's my product.
所以当我在扫厕所的时候，当我在做菜的时候，当我在讲道带师的时候，
when I'm serving in the kitchen, when I'm sweeping the floor, when I'm leading hymns or speaking for the Lord,
都是因为神在这里，我在敬拜他，我做这些事情。
It's because God is here, I'm worshiping God, that's why I'm doing all this.
而不是借着这些事情，我以为我在侍奉神。
And do not think because I'm doing all this.Now I'm serving God.
弟兄姊妹，这两个很不一样的。
These are very different.
所有的都应该是真实的敬拜。
These all must be genuine worship product.
像以前我擘饼聚会的时候。
In the past when we break the bread.
我觉得这是我的责任，要起来祷告。
I felt this is my duty to, responsibility to pray.
所以发现冷场的时候，我就砰站起来就。
You know, whenever there was silence, I would just.Raise my voice.
祷告完坐下来。
And then after I pray, I stop.
我常常就打自己大腿一下。
And then I hit myself.
我说你刚才在干什么？
I asked him, what are you doing just then?
根本没有觉得我是在主的面前向着主，从我心里面来敬拜他。
You didn't even have the attitude that you are worshiping God from the bottom of your heart, and then.
我只是因为我是教会的负责弟兄，我只是觉得我今天在服侍饼杯，我该祷告我就祷告了。
It's because I knew that I'm a responsible brother, I'm responsible for this meeting, so I should pray.
它不是一个真实的敬拜。
It's not a genuine worship.
那你怎么知道你有没有在敬拜呢？
How do you know? How can you tell?
你要不要试试看？
Why don't you try?
下次唱诗的时候。
Next time when you sing,
唱完这首诗歌。
When we sing this hymn,
如果我问你刚刚唱了什么。
And I ask you, what song have you just sung?
很多人都忘记刚刚唱的什么。
Many people will forget immediately what I've sung.
因为我们就是这样唱的嘛。
We just sing.
复兴的工作主。我们就唱了。我们里面没有 burning fire, 没有心灵诚实。
We didn't have the burning fire, the passions inside us.
主啊，我若鹿渴慕你。
As the deer panted for the water.
若切慕溪水一样。
I panted after you.
我们里面心弦没动。
We even our heart wasn't even involved.
弟兄姊妹，太多太多的事情，我们里面没有在真实的敬拜里面来荣耀神。
There are so many things we didn't have the genuine worship.
所以教会里面会有那么多的意见，那么多的问题，那么多的纷争。
So many problems in the church, so many strife and divisions.
如果我们都是为了荣耀神，都是为了让神得荣耀，为了敬拜他，我觉得教会真的其实不要人管他都是好的。
Indeed, if our only aim is to worship God and glorify God, not many things we can just let it go.
你看看现在教会的情形。
Look at the church condition.
我妈妈病危的时候。
When Brother Yu's mom was terminally ill.
我们实在是，我跟余生我都照顾不来了，因为他整个人都不能动，常常流血，常常不行，所以我们后来就找了一个看护来帮忙。
She was really need to be very intensively cared, like no one can leave her alone.
这个看护就告诉我们，
so、we employ a full-time nurse.
她也是一个基督徒
，she's a Christian.
她说她在她乡下的教会里面
，so she said in her church in the countryside.
他们教会主日聚会的时候。
In the Sunday, on Sunday, the church's ministry.
那个 worship leader 领诗歌领完，准备要请牧师上来讲道的时候。
After the worship leader finished the song and inviting the pastor to come.
这个 leader 在上面要喊三次哈，牧师。
You know, the leader must shout three times, pastor.
然后底下会众要说你好棒。
And the audience will say, you are so good.
牧师
，pastor。
你好棒
！You are so good。
喊三次
，three times。
然后牧师上台
，and then the pastor will come up。
我说你讲真的还讲假的
？I was like, are you kidding me？
他说真的。
She said, yes, it's true。
我都快昏倒了。
I almost fainted。
怎么可能会有这样子的神的仆人呢
？How can you have such a God servant？
要用这种方法在这里得分享神的荣耀
？Use this method to share。
有什么？无奇不有，五花八门，无奇不有，神家。
All kinds of weird things happening in God's church.
我96年进中国的时候，从南到北，我每一个聚会我流眼泪，我太感动了。
First time when I met in China, 1996, from the north to the south, every church I went, I was in tears.
弟兄早
上
四点多起来，五点钟开始晨更，祷告完大水就声音一样。
Brother and sister, waking up at 4, starting prayer at 5.Pray fervently.
我同样的道在美国讲到底下东倒西歪东张西望的。
You know, the same messages I spoke in America, people were just looking around, wondering what's happening.
我在大陆讲到一个一个流眼泪哈。
When I spoke in China, they all were in tears.
哎呀，会后哭成那个样子，祷告成认罪悔改爱主。
After meeting, they all wept and prayed and repented and returned to the Lord.
我参加每一个聚会都流眼泪，我说主啊，我敬拜你，你在中国做的太伟大的工作了。
I could only worship God because God, you have done so much work.
这么多的逼迫，这么多的为难，神的儿女们反而更爱主。
Under so severe persecution and afflictions, brothers and sisters love the Lord.
九六年到现在22年过去了。
Now 22 years left.
我现在进中国，我几乎很多的教会进去都是在帮忙他们解决纷争的问题。
Now when I visit China again, almost all churches, I was helping them to solve the problems of strifes and divisions.
当初那种爱主的心，那种渴慕，那种同心掉了。
The original love.Passions, unity disappear.
很多人各据山头，神家在那里争呢。
Many churches are fighting with one another, trying to grab hold. 弟兄
姊妹，教会是神的家。
Brothers and sisters, the church is God's house.
是敬拜神的地方。
Where we worship God.
叫神得荣耀的地方。
Where God is to be glorified.
我们要为这件事情祷告。
We must pray for this.
把所有不属于神的，所有做买卖的，所有吵杂的，
leave aside anything, any business, any noise,
贩卖鸽子的，我们都不要。
Any exchange of money, we get rid of them.
这是万民祷告的殿，这是侍奉神的殿。
This is the church we serve God, a church house of prayer.
而第三个殿。
Now, thirdly, about the temple.
是罪人，人在这里跟神相会、相交、蒙恩、蒙福的地方。
It is where man would have communion and fellowship and receive grace from God.
多少受伤的人。
So many people have been hurt.
多少被罪恶辖制、被痛苦抓住的人。
Under the suffering, the sovereignty of sin, under the hurt of sin.
多少失去盼望、失去信心的人来到神家盼望遇见神。
So many hopeless and faithless people come into the church of God. They want to meet God.
盼望在这里得到安慰，得到坚固。
They want to have receive comfort and strengthening.
这弟兄姊妹，当教会正常的时候
，You know when the church is healthy and normal.
人来到这里可以遇见神。
People coming here, they would meet God.
于师母在读书的时候，他神学院有一个教授专门讲关怀。
You know, Sister Nancy is studying in the Bible College. A professor always.Mention a talk teach about care.
他说一个好的聚会、好的信息、好的 worship, 就是最好的、最好的 caring.
A good meeting, a good worship is the best caring you can give.
你看，像我们现在在做，我不可能每一个人你的问题我都了解。
You know, I cannot try to understand individually every each one of you.
我不可能有那个时间跟体力帮助陪着每一个人。
I cannot be with enough time to be with you.
可是当在聚会强的时候
you know, when the meeting is strong,
当神的同在真实的时候
God's presence is so vivid,
当神的话语被传出来的时候
the word of God's being preached,
人遇见了神
when you meet God,
问题过去了
your problem is solved,
人遇见了神
when you meet God,
人得到了安慰
you receive comfort,
人得到了复兴
you receive a revival.
为什么今天有一些比较极端的连极端的那种的灵恩的现象会盛行会快速蔓延
You know why extreme charismatic movement spreads so quickly?
因为他们在传统的教会里面他们得不到祝福得不到安慰得不到力量
Because people, they didn't receive any comfort or strength from the traditional churches.
所以弟兄姊妹我们需要起来真正把真理传出来把活泼的信息传出来
We need to rise up to preach the true gospel and living gospel.
能够把神的同在真正带下来
And bring forth God's presence.
所以我常常跟我们的弟兄姊妹讲，我说我真的不希望听到别人对我们的夸奖，是这个，是那个，是那个。
I always tell my brothers and sisters, I don't want to hear anyone praising you. Your church have this and that.
我说，如果我听见别人说神真在你们中间，神的同在这么真实，谢谢主。我说这是我心里面最大的安慰。
My biggest hope is when I hear people say.God's presence is with your church.
这个叫做圣殿的重建。
This is the rebuilding of the temple.
它的性质、它的价值、它对仇敌的威胁，远远超过祭坛的重建。
This value, this nature, the temple rebuilt is far, far more than personal God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的确需要恢复祭坛。
Yes, we do need to restore the altar.
但是决定不能停留在祭坛的恢复而已。
But we cannot stop at just recovering the altar.
我们一定要迫切为着神家祷告。
We must pray fervently for the house of God.
神的家要复兴。
The house of God needs to be revived.
哥林多前书三章十六节说岂不知道神的灵住在你们中间吗
？First Corinthians chapter 3:16. Don't you know that God's spirit is inside you？
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗
？Don't you know that you are God's temple, that the spirit of God dwells in you？
若有人毁坏神的殿，神必毁坏那人。
If someone wants to destroy the temple of God, God will destroy you。
因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
Because God's temple is holy, and you are that temple.
弟兄姊妹，所以你不要小看我们今天两三个人奉主名的聚会。
Do not underestimate why there are only two or three brothers and sisters gathering together in His name.
我个人的身体是圣灵的殿。
Personally, my body is God's temple.
圣灵住在我里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells inside.
但是刚刚念的这一节，他说岂不知你们是复数。讲到教会
But the verse says, "Do you know that you, that is plural, referring to the church?"
所以弟兄姊妹，教会是圣灵的殿。
The church is God's temple.
神的灵住在我们中间。
God's spirit dwells in us.
他说，神的殿是圣的，这个殿就是你们。
For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里是提供 要让教会能够成为一个每一个人来到这里都能够在这里遇见神，能够蒙恩，能够蒙福。
Our aim is that everyone coming to the church, they will receive blessings and grace.
我陪于师母，我们礼拜天要回美国，我讲礼拜天，礼拜六回美国，礼拜天讲到，礼拜二我就要陪他到东岸佛罗里达去读书。
So this Saturday I will be returning to the United States. I will speak on Sunday and then on Tuesday returning to Florida to study.
他现在有一个 advanced study.
Sister Nancy is having an advanced study.
对不起，时间这么快。然后我们到那边去的时候，他们教授指定他们要去不同的教会，去观摩去学习。
Assignment is you have to go to different churches to learn caring.
那边有一个很大的教会在城里面。
It's a big church in the city.
聚会厅可以坐8000个人。
They can accommodate 8,000 people.
讲台非常，后面的那个诗班，光诗班就大概有200个人。
200 seats for the choir at the back.
然后前面有非常好的这个orchestra 各种乐器。
All the musical instruments like an orchestra in front of the hall.
他们的牧师讲到 powerful.
Very powerful preaching.
我真的很喜欢听他讲道，非常非常 passionate.
I really enjoy his preaching. Very passionate preaching.
但是这个教会最让我印象深刻的
，But I think they impressed most about the churches.
都还不是这些。
Not these.
他们什么东西都是一流的，管理也是一流的。
First, high grade, high quality management administration.
但是他们是在讲台前面这个高起来的这一块写了一句话，他说：“先生，我们要见耶稣。
”But it's one word that really impressed me is.Man, we are here to see Jesus. There's one inscription.
你知道这是约翰福音十二章里面讲的一句话，十二章二十一节。
This is John 12. When people ask, "Can we see Jesus?"
从希腊来的希利尼讲希利尼话的人来见腓力，对腓力说：“先生，我们要见耶稣。”
Some Greek-speaking people asking Philip, "Man, I want to see Jesus."
这是每一个来到神家的心中的呼喊。和需要。
This is indeed the cry of everyone coming to the house of church. We want to see Jesus.
我们来到这里就是希望遇见耶稣，听见耶稣。
We come here to meet Jesus, to hear Jesus.
所以教会等于在这里用这句话提醒所有的弟兄姊妹。
So the church was using these words to remind everybody.
来到这里不是享受我们这么大的成果，不是享受音乐，不是享受牧师的讲道而已。
You don't come here to enjoy the music, to enjoy the preaching.
我们是来遇见耶稣。
So you are here to meet Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是每一个教会都应该有的情形。
So this is the conditions of every church.
所以我们在这里看见，当他们开始重建圣殿，他们被强迫停工。
Here we see that they started to rebuild the temple, but they were forced to stop the work.
停工了15年。
For 15 years.
一方面他们有外面的逼迫。
They have persecution outside.
王都下令禁止他们做工。
The decree from the king stopping their work.
那的确是很大的难处，外面。
Really, big difficulty.
但是他们最大的难处。
But indeed, the biggest difficulty.
还不是外面的。
Wasn't from outside.
而是在百姓们中间就开始传一种话。
But there was a rumor spreading among the people.
他说建殿的时候还没有来到。
They said, still, now is not the time to rebuild the temple.
他们妥协了。
They compromise.
他们退后了。
They withdrew.
弟兄姊妹，这个难处比任何外在的难处都大。
Brothers and sisters, this difficulty is far worse than any outside persecution.
其实神家不怕外面的逼迫的。
Indeed, the house of God do not fear about outside persecution.
外面仇敌的攻击杀害反而让教会更刚强。
Often outside persecution will strengthen the church.
仇敌的破坏常常是从里面开始的。
But the scheme of the enemy is always start from within.
所以那时候在神百姓们中间就传说一句话，说建殿的时候没有到。
So there was a rumor spreading among the people of God that today is not the time to rebuild the temple.
这是讲到妥协 compromise.
And then how are we going to compromise?
第二件事情。
And secondly,
in the compromise, in the 妥协。
Because of their compromise,
他们就进入了属灵的麻木了。
They became numb to spiritual things.
久了。
And after a while,
缺少了那种属灵的这种分辨能力跟感觉。
They lack the spiritual sensitivity and discernment.
他们有很长的时间。
For a long period of time.
神的同在不在。
God's presence not there anymore.
神的祝福不在。
No God's blessing.
没有人知道。
No one even was aware of that.
直到神兴起的先知哈该和撒加利亚。
Until God raised prophet Haggai and Zechariah。
我们现在翻读一点圣经，好不好
？Let's turn to the Bible。
我们请翻到哈该书。
Let's turn to the book of Haggai。
从第二节到十一节。
Chapter one。From verse two,
chapter, verse 2 到 11,
from verse 2 to 11, chapter 1 of Haggai.
万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说，建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要审查自己的行为，你们撒的种多，收的却少。你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破旧的囊中。万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀。这是耶和华说的，你们盼望多得，所得的却少，你们收到家中我就吹去。这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。这是万军之耶和华说的。所以为你们的缘故，天就不降甘露，地也不出土产。我命干旱临到地土、山冈、五谷、新酒和油，并地上的出产、人民、牲畜以及人手一切劳碌得来的。底下就讲到所罗巴伯和约书亚和百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话，和先知哈该奉耶和华神差来所说的话，百姓就在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。好
，So yeah, Haggai chapter 1 verse 2 to 12. Should I read?
没有关系，不用读了哈。
Okay. So save the time, don't read. Yeah.
好，那我们请翻过来读第二章。
So go, if you turn chapter 2,
第六节
，verse 6.
万军之耶和华如此说，过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海与旱地，我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安。这是万军之耶和华说的。大利乌王第二年九月二十四日，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说：“好，我们请跳到十五节。现在你们要追想
，verse 15 of chapter 2。
现在你们要追想，此日之前，耶和华的殿没有一块石头垒在石头上的光景，就是那个时候还没开始盖殿的时候，那是十五年以前的事。
Causing them to reconsider, recall 15 years ago when there was not a stone being laid.”
在那一切的日子，有人来到谷堆，想得二十斗，只得了十斗；有人来到酒池，想得五十桶，只得了二十桶。在你们手下的各样工作上，我以旱风、霉烂、冰雹攻击你们，你们仍不归向我。这是耶和华说的。你们要追想此日以前，就是从这九月二十四日起，追想到立耶和华殿根基的日子。仓里有谷种吗？葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树都没有结果子。从今日起，我必赐福于你们。
Yeah, chapter 2 and up to verse 18, describing how God has.
请你们特别注意到，在最后结束的时候，神连续说了三次：“你们要追想，要追想，要追想。
”And three times God says, "Consider, recall, and reconsider." From this passage, three times.
要他们追想。十五年以前一直到现在
Try to remember 15 years ago up to today.
他们想得神不让他们得
They wanted to gain something but God stopped them.
他们收到了神就吹出去
They have received the harvest but God has blew them away.
他们将工资放在口袋里面就掉了
They put the wages on the purse but it lost.
他们殷勤的耕种神就用旱灾旱风霉烂冰雹攻击你们
They labored very hard, but God used the blight and mildew and hail and then destroyed their produce.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我前两天还引用利头森弟兄的一篇信息，叫做《仰望神的祝福》。
You know, a few days ago, I was utilizing Brother Watchman Nee's message on waiting on God's blessing.
讲到有三种人。
There are three types of people.
一种人是没有神祝福的人。
One without God's blessing.
就是我们说的一分耕耘一分收获。
You know, I put effort and I will gain the result.
我有十块钱就只能买十块钱的东西。
$10 can only buy worth $10 of worth.
我做一个小时我就得一个小时的工资。
I work an hour, I receive an hour's wages.
我有五饼二鱼就只有一个小孩子可以吃得饱。
Five loaves, two fish can only feed a child.
这个叫做没有神的祝福。
This is without God's blessing.
那第二个是被神祝福的。
Secondly is being blessed by God.
五饼二鱼明明只有一个小孩可以吃饱。
Only five loaves, two fish, only sufficient for a child.
但是被神祝福以后，五千个人大人，五千个人吃饱。
But with God's blessing, more than 5,000 get.
那富人孩子加起来是一两万个。
Together, women and children will be 10,000.
不仅仅够吃，剩下十二呢。
Indeed, 12 baskets of
leftover. 这个叫做被神祝福的人。
This is.Blessed,
明明我这么贫穷这么软弱但是神却借着那天传福音得到这么多让这么多人得救那是神越过我的软弱
a weak and feeble servant of God but God has used and to save many this is God's blessing
所以弟兄劝我们每一个侍奉主的人一定要学会仰望神的祝福
So Brother Nee encourages anyone who wants to serve the Lord must learn the lesson of waiting on God's blessing
然后第三种人是最可怜的一种人
but the worst and most pitiful third category
他不仅仅没有神的祝福是神定义不祝福他的
not only he hasn't got no blessing but God said I will never bless you
你再怎么努力神不让你得到
no matter how hard you try God will not let you get it
你想多得得的却少
you want to gain more you gain very little
你收到家里面神就把你吹掉了
you already collect into your house but God blew them
你殷勤耕耘神就用旱风霉烂冰雹攻击让你什么都没得到
you labored so hard but God used blight and mildew and hail to destroy your house
好像神变成我们的对头一样了
God is against you
弟兄姊妹哈该书就讲到神的百姓这一班当初这么爱主的人
you know the book of Haggai was telling thisGroup of people in the beginning, they really loved the Lord.
他们付了代价，从那么远的巴比伦回来了。
They paid such a high price to return from Babylon.
他们比一般弟兄姊妹都爱主。
They were much better than normal Christians.
他们比一般的人都更在乎神家的见证。
Better than ordinary brothers and sisters really want God's testimony.
而且他们真的具体的立起了祭坛。
And they actually built the altar already.
但是你发现，当他们开始建圣殿的时候
，But when they started to build the temple.
各样的难处出来
All sorts of difficulties arise,
各样的威胁出来
All dangers came,
各样灰心丧志的事情出来
All disappointing, discouraging things
就在这样的痛苦的里面他们说罢了罢了建殿的时候没到
And under such pain they said oh, this, they stopped, they finished
他们灰心了
And they were disappointed
他们退去了
And they withdrew
他们开始去顾自己的房子去了
And they began to look after their own household
弟兄姊妹，当我们妥协的时候
，You know, brothers and sisters, when we compromise,
所有的妥协一定带来危机的。
All compromise will lead to danger.
所有的妥协一定带来退步的。
Lead to crisis and withdrawal.
啊，所有的妥协到最后带去了神祝福的离开。
And then at the end, God's blessings will depart.
这就是他们的情形。
This is their condition.
弟兄姊妹，你要说现在谁家的房子没有天花板啊
？Well, you ask, well, all of us have a nice house.
这个不是我们今天晚上要讲的了。
Of course, this is not my topic tonight.
在那个时代里面，有天花板都是非常有钱的人。
Back then, like people with a paneled house is very rich.
你现在到加利利，你到加百隆去看耶稣时代的房子。
If you go to Capernaum or Galilee, looking at a house in Jesus' time,
都是那么简陋简单的，没有人有天花板的。
There's no paneled house.With roof.
那更不要说2500年以前的人有天花板房子那是一流一的
And not to mention 2500 years before that People with paneled houses are very rich
你们也不要去定罪其他弟兄姊妹你看你家有天花板
So don't go and condemn brothers Look at your paneled house
那个跟这个是无关的事情
This is different
现在没有天花板的人反而有钱 High ceiling
The people now with whole no ceiling are very rich because they've got the whole domain.
但弟兄姊妹，其实神这么做也是为了爱他的百姓。
Indeed, God did all this because He loves His people.
但是问题就是，神的百姓已经失去了属灵的感觉。
The first thing is, God's people have already lost the sensitivity.
15年的时间，没有神的祝福，居然没有醒悟过来。
15 years without God's blessing, they didn't realize.
十五年的里面，神的同在，神的荣耀不在他们中间，居然没有感觉。
15 years, no God's presence, no God's glory. They didn't
从前曾经是最爱主的一般人。
In the past, they were the remnants who loved the God.
从前是最蒙神悦纳、喜乐的一般人。
The most pleasing to God.
但是如今他们却变得灰心丧志、妥协，然后失去了神。
But now they became disappointed, discouraged, and compromised.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里我们看见神怎么恢复他们。
So here we can see how God is going to revive them.
在这里有三件事情。
Three things to revive.
第二个，神兴起了话语的出口。
First of all, God raised someone to speak His word.
神兴起了合神心意的领袖。
God pleasing leader among His people.
能够在这神百姓中间清楚地传扬神所要的到底是什么。
Can clearly speak.And preach what God wants to his people.
他们能够清清楚楚地知道神家的问题出在哪。
Clearly, they know what the problem of the house of God is.
如果我今天请问弟兄姊妹一个圣经问题，
If I'm going to ask you a Bible question, brothers and sisters,
我们该怎么做？
How are we going to do?
能够又叫神喜悦，讨神喜欢，又能够叫神得荣耀。
What things should we do to please God and glorify Him?
你要不要告诉我有哪一节经文？
Can you give me one Bible verse that we can please God and glorify Him?
或者告诉我哪一件事情，当我们做的时候，不仅叫神的心欢喜
，or what things that when we do, not only will please God, make Him happy,
而且又能够叫神得到荣耀。
At the same time, you will glorify Him.
哪一件
？Can you name one?
刚刚才读的嘛。
You just read it.
你们要审查自己的行为，要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。这是耶和华说的。
Chapter 1:8, go up to the hills and bring wood and build a house, that I may take pleasure in it and that I may be glorified.
你如果有兴趣回家把这个万军之耶和华如此说底下讲的话，底下再加上万军之耶和华如此说，好像一个挂号。
You know, when you, you go, it's like a bracket. The God has said this, and then God has said this beginning and then at the end, says the Lord.
耶和华说
Thus says the Lord, or how?
So and so.
So and so.
好，这是万军之耶和华说的。
And then says the Lord.
你要想着中间这句话特别特别重要。
And you realize such an important verse in between the bracket, under bracket.
例如说撒迦利亚书第一章，万军之耶和华就是说，你们要归向我，我就必归向你们。这是万军之耶和华说的。
Same for Zechariah, the God of hosts is saying, "Return to me, and I return to you." Thus says the Lord.
那你看看这边说，万军之耶和华如此说：你们要审查自己的行为，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。这是耶和华说的。
Thus says the Lord, verse 7, the Lord of hosts, consider your ways, go up to the hills and bring wood and build a house that I may take pleasure in it, and that I may be glorified.That says the Lord.
不仅仅叫我们要在主的面前要悔改归向神。
Not only we need to repent and return to God.
为着我们的灰心、失望、放弃、妥协，最后麻木，我们要向神认罪悔改。
We need to confess our sin before our insensitivity, for our discouragement and despair. We repented.
然后接着。
And then.
Take action.
What is our next action?
采取行动。
Your action.
上山取木料。
Go up to the hills.
那是要付代价说的。
You need to pay the price.
圣殿不是说要有就出现的。
You know, the Bible never says, say something and it will happen.
决定要付代价的。
You have to pay a price.
连爬山都会累。
You know, even when you climb a hill, you will feel tired.
更不要说爬到山上砍了树还得抬下来。
And not to mention, go up the hill and cut the wood and bring it back.
还要照着山上的样式切割的，最后把圣殿盖起来。
And then according to the pattern of the mountains, you cut and then you build the temple.
所以神家的领袖
，the leader of the God's church，
他知道神所要的是什么。
The leaders know what is in God's heart.
他知道我们目前的情形是什么。
And also understand our current condition.
他也能够指出我们怎么样子能够活出神所要的。
And can also point to us.How and what we should do to return to God.
你们澳洲有点跟美国不太一样的地方哈。
Something different in Australia from America.
我这两天住的地方离你们那个 Westfield 比较近哈。
I live quite close to Westfield for the past few days.
我们去买药买点吃的，我们就去里面逛了一下。
I need to buy some medicine. I just have a look.
我们在美国如果去 shopping mall 的话
，You know, in America, if you went to go to a shopping mall,
几乎你从任何一个门进来
，from any entrance,
它第一件事情让你看到的就是地图。
The first thing they will show you is the map.
我在你们这边找了个老半天找不到地图。
But here in your shopping mall, I couldn't find a map.
我以为你们很 high tech, 我就看到那种 digital 的那个。LED 的 screen 我就故意摸一下看看它会不会滑出来让我可以跳地图。
I thought you got a very high-tech digital screen. I tried to flip.
你知道吗有时候你一 touch screen 它就自动出来了吗
Sometimes if touch screen you can touch something it will tell you something.
我今天这样子摸都不出来我知道不是。
I tried to scroll and scroll but nothing happened. It's not a digital screen.
所以我就不知道我要怎么去找我的地方。
No, I have no idea how to find my spot.
你知道在美国的这个地图的话
You know, in America, if you got this green,
你永远会看到一个红圈圈
You can always find a little red dot.
上面写 you are here.
Telling that you are here.
对不对、如果我现在是要去哪一个地方 买个鞋子
If I need to go somewhere to buy a pair of shoes,
我可以找到它在那边
I can point to that spot.
然后我就可以知道哪一条路是最 effective way to get there.
From where you are here, I can find a shortcut, the shortest way to go.
这是一个 leader 要做的事情。
This is what a leader should do.
你要知道神，我们要往哪里去。
You need to know where God wants you to go.
到底神所要的是什么。
What is exactly in God's heart?
然后也要了解到底我今天到底在哪里。
You also need to understand where you are.
然后找出那条路来，不要怕慢，勇敢的一步一步往前。
And then you find a way. It doesn't matter, it has to be slow, but you have to bravely start.
不管我们多小、多软弱、多么不行，但是我们 march into it. Press on, 我们就向那里去。
No matter how difficult and how slow we might be, but we will march on, we'll press on.
我们一步一步向着标杆去。
Step by step, we will walk towards the aim.
我们要为神家有这样子的领袖祷告。
We have to pray for such leaders for the house of God.
希望神兴起来。其实耶稣基督就在我们中间治理他的家。
Pray that God will raise up leaders like this. Indeed, Jesus Christ himself is looking
up. 到底神要的是什么？圣经上清清楚楚的都讲了。
Indeed, what is in God's heart? The Bible is clearly told us.
今天我们讲的神家的见证，这个一个殿或者教会的荣耀，就是神要得的。
We talk about household testimony of God. It is God's temple and His glory. This is what God wants.
所以第一件事情，神兴起的先知来讲劝勉的信息。
First thing, He raised up prophets to speak the word of God.
不仅指责出百姓的问题
，Not only pointing out the mistake, the problems,
也讲出了到底神要的是什么。
But also tells us what God wants.
我们要省察，要归向神。
We need to examine ourselves and return to Him.
然后照着神的心意，散上群木料，建造这殿。
According to God's purpose, we go up to the hill and find the material.
仇敌的攻击是真的。
The enemy attack is real.
危险是真的。
Danger.
代价是真的。
The battle is there.
但是神的旨意、神的荣耀、神的祝福、神的同在也是真的。
But at the same time, God's blessing, God's will, and God's presence are also true.
但我们看见当这样子的信息出来的时候
，You know when this message comes forth,
而不是百姓说
，It is not the people would say.
建殿的时候没到
，They wouldn't say it is not time to build a temple.
而是万军之耶和华说
，But it's God's word said.
要散张群木料建造这殿。
Go up to the mountains and build.
弟兄姊妹，我们要为神家祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pray for the house of God.
所有私下的、背后的、消极的、不合神心意的，不要让我成为仇敌手中的工具，来破坏神家的见证。
Anything negative, pessimistic among ourselves, we do not let them to stop the building of the word of God.
百姓说建殿的时候没到，你晓得这句话影响多大吗
？Do you know when people have this gossip that this is not the time to build a temple? How damaging!
我们把原因丢给这个，丢给这个，丢给负责弟兄，丢给教会，丢给这个世代。
We put all the excuses, like blaming here the responsible brothers, the leaders, the society, the generation.
先不要说我们的祝福从此就失去了。
First of all, we not to mention we lose our blessing.
神家整个见证被卡在那里。
The whole testimony of God stuck.
15年的时间。
For 15 years.
殿的根基在哪？
The foundation was laid.
那你百草重生。
But it became desolate again.
可能野兽、狐狸什么都在上面。
Weeds or the wild animals habitated.
百姓、外邦人天天从那里经过。
Gentiles, foreign people just passed the land.
那是一个笑话。
This is a mockery.
有了根基，没有实际。
Only the foundation, but there's no building.
不是不知道神要什么。
Not that you don't know what God wants.
而是我们忽略了神的需要。
But we ignore God's heart.
弟兄姊妹，殿多重要。
It's so important, brothers and sisters, the house of God.
这是神的居所。
Where God dwells.
这是神被敬拜得荣耀的地方。
Where God will receive worship and glory.
这是人跟神可以相会。
Can an intimate fellowship with God and receive grace and love?
我们怎么可以容许他任凭他荒凉下去？
How can we allow this happen that God's temple becomes desolate?
弟兄姊妹，当弟兄姊妹们、百姓们全部起来顺服先知的话，重建圣殿的时候，
When the people obey and listen to God's word and they came back and rebuild,
百姓们才开始动。
Once again.They were mobilized.
神的大能恩典就全面的配合。
And God's might and mercy and grace will come at the same time.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你看了你就会感动，那位神是迫不及待想跟我们在一起的神。
You read that, you really will be moved. Like that, God cannot wait any longer.
我们时间的关系，我们很快看一段《以斯拉记》第六章。
Because of time, let's turn to Ezra chapter 6.
以斯拉记第六章。
Ezra chapter 6.
你们有兴趣的话，回家从第五章、第六章开始读哈。
You've got time and you go home, read chapter 5 and 6.
第五章一开始就是讲到哈该撒加利亚奉主的名讲话的时候，所有人都起来动手重建圣殿。
Chapter 5 talks about Haggai and Zechariah, the prophet, when they spoke, people raised, to build the temple again.
荒废了15年的圣殿，他们开始重建。
After 15 years of deserting the building, they restart.
15年没有神祝福的那天大转变啊
！15 years with no God's blessings, sudden change.
神开始祝福他们。
God began to bless them.
所以我们看到第六章。
If you read chapter 6,
这个王下令给河西的总督说：“你们应当远离他们，不要拦阻神殿的工作，任凭犹大人的省长。”和犹大人的长老在原处建造神的这殿，有没有看到？第六章。第六章第六节跟第七节。
Chapter 6 and verse 6. Yeah.
第六节后半啊。
这
个王就下令了，叫他们不可以再去拦阻这个殿的工作了。
And God actually, the king actually said, you can no longer stop them from working.
第八节的后半。
And then, Second part of verse 8.
叫他们从河西的款项中急速拨款供应做他们的经费，免得耽误工作。
Indeed, while expenses are to be fully paid from the royal treasury, from the revenues, and be as quick as possible, do not delay any further.
不准拦阻，马上拨款。
Not only do not stop anymore, but immediately pass on the money.
第三个，第九节，他们要向天上的神献燔祭。所有需用的公牛犊公绵羊绵羊羔等等所需要的麦子盐酒都要做耶路撒冷祭司的话每天供给他们不得有误。
And then also, whatever is needed, young bulls, rams, male lambs for burnt offerings to the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, oil, as requested by the priests in Jerusalem, must be given them daily without fail.
第四个十一节我再降旨无论谁更改这命令必从他房屋中拆出一根梁把它举起来悬在其上又使他的房屋成为粪堆。
Verse 11, Furthermore, I decree that if anyone changes this edict, a beam is to be pulled out from his house and he is to be lifted up and impaled on it. And for this crime, his house is to be made a pile of rubble.
而且他这个命令不光是为着他做王的时候有效。
Not only this edict will be effective under Darius,
十二节他说若有王和民伸手更改这命令换句话说以后的王有任何人更改这个命令拆毁这个殿愿那使耶路撒冷的殿作为他民居所的神将他灭绝
May God who has caused his name to dwell there overthrow any king or people who lifts a hand to change this decree or to destroy this temple in Jerusalem
我大力乌王降这旨意当速速遵行
I Darius has decreed it let it be carried out with diligence
14节犹大长老因先知哈该和一多子孙孙子 撒迦利亚所说劝勉的话就建造这殿，凡事亨通。
Verse 14, so the elders of the Jews continued to build and prosper under the preaching of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah.
然后短短的四年里面建好了，把殿献给神。
Within 4 years, they finished the building of the temple.
所以在这里不仅仅神大能帮助他们。
Not only God using His mighty power to help them.
神让万事都互相效力，
为着殿的恢复。All things work together. God allows it to finish.
弟兄姊妹，你们不兴奋吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you excited about this?
对不对？
Isn't it exciting?
当我们真正为着神的时候，
when we truly lay down ourselves,
我们一定碰到攻击，一定碰到拦阻，一定碰到威胁。
Yes, there will be attack. There will be difficulties.
但是不要失去了信心，不要把起初的盼望和胆量失去了。
But do not lose hope. Do not lose the first boldness we have.
要把它坚持到底。
But we hold on.
然后你就发现整个局面 big turn around, right? 整个被神转过来。
And then we big turn around. God will turn things around.
弟兄姊妹，我们都喜欢看环境。
You know, brothers, we all look at outwardly.
我们喜欢看难处。
We concentrate on difficulty.
我们就透过环境，透过难处，透过苦难来看神，越看越灰心。
Often when we try to look to God through difficulties and problems.And illness.
因为难处太大了。
Because we magnify the difficulty.
今天你站在平面上看你的难处。
If you stand on a two-dimensional view at your difficulty.
一个人就可以挡住我们。
One single man can stop you from.
一个墙就可以挡住我们。
A wall will stop you.
一棵树就可以挡住我们。
Even a tree would stop you.
但是如果我们被抬到天上，从神的角度回来看的时候。
But if you've been lifted up into heaven and from God's perspective, you look down.
一切都是清清楚楚的。
Everything will be so clear.
这就是恢复圣殿。
This is recovering the building of the temple.
你看见我们对神的态度。
This is our attitude towards God.
我们对神旨意，对神所要的见证的态度。
Our attitude towards what God wants and His testimony.
完全影响了我们自己蒙福或遭灾。
Will fully influence whether we will be blessed or cursed.
我们也影响了周围所有的环境。
It also affects our environment.
你看，当他们自己这个神的殿荒凉。大家却不管的时候。
You know when the temple of God was desolate, no one came.
哈该书第一章说：“我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。”
Haggai chapter 1 says, "My house was desolate, but you only look after your own paneled house."
所以为你们的缘故。
And because of that.
为着你们的缘故。
And for your sake.
天就不降甘露，地也不出土产。
The heaven and the earth will no longer produce.
我命干旱临到地土三纲五九新九地地上人民牲畜一切人手所劳碌得来的。
I have ordered in the earth call for drought on the fields and the mountains on the grain, new wine and oil, whatever the ground produces.
我们的态度不仅仅影响人。
Indeed, our attitude not only affects us.
我们甚至影响着天地大自然的手掌。
Even affect the nature, the everything.
天不为我们降甘露，地不为我们出土产，人民牲畜都因为我们而遭殃。
Drought on the fields, on the mountains, nothing, no grain, no wine, no oil, even men and cattle will be affected.
可是当我们对的时候
，But when our condition is right before God,
天又开了
，The heavens open,
甘露降下
，Rain comes down,
地也开了
，All the produce,
生出土产
，comes up.
君王的心在耶和华的手中随意流转。
The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. He can turn whatever, wherever he wants.
原来的王是反对的。
Originally, the king opposed.
现在的王全力支持。
But now the king fully supports.
所有的需要全部供应。
All the needs being supplied.
弟兄姊妹，百姓们重建圣殿，凡事亨通。
Brothers and sisters.When they rebuild the temple, everything runs smoothly.
我没有时间多讲，神借着哈该鼓励他们。
God used Haggai to encourage.
虽然这个殿的规模跟从前不能比。
True, even yes, the outside of the temple cannot be compared to the previous temple by Solomon.
曾经看过老殿的人，再看现在的殿都哭了。
Those who have seen with their eyes the old temple, when they now see the new temple, they were in tears.
他们不是兴奋的哭，是难过，不能比。
It really saddened them when they see the real new house temple.
因为哈该说，岂不是如同无有吗？
This is nothing. This looks like nothing.
啊，你看我们现在就算教会有一点点的复兴，跟从前在教会复兴的历史相比，不是只有一点点吗？
We're looking at ourselves, even sometimes we see little revivals. But if you compare our revival to the big revival in the past, it just seems nothing.
刚才以斯拉第六章他们献殿的时候，那个规模也跟从前不能比。
Just then when we read Ezra chapter 6, the way they offer sacrifices to dedicate the temple is not comparable.
六羊通通加起来奉献了600只。
All together adding up only 600 cattle.
啊，你以为哇，600只怎么吃得完哈？你先不要想。
You may think, well, how do you finish 600 remnant?
他们献殿献的600只，这是他们奉献所有的度量600只。
This is what they have offered 600.
所罗门献殿的时候，羊献了多少只？
You know how many when Solomon dedicated the temple?
120,000。
120,000。
两百分之一。
200-fold。
所罗门的殿宇高大宏伟。
The temple built by Solomon was magnificent and extravagant.
神却说，这殿后来的荣耀要大过先前的。
But yet God said, this temple, the glory in the future.Be far better than the past.
虽然这一段的圣经遥指到教会，遥指到千年国度。
Of course, this Bible verse refers to the millennium, refers to the church condition.
但是神特别借着哈该在这个时候讲出来，也是鼓励当时的世代的人。
But God used Haggai to speak this word is to encourage the people back then.
神在乎的不是外面的大跟小、宏伟或是普通。
Indeed, God doesn't care outwardly the magnificence.The
神在乎是我们是不是在乎神所在乎的。
But God cares whether we truly care what's in His heart.
我们所要的是不是神所要的
？What exactly do we need? Is it the same as what God needs?
更准确说，神所要的是不是也是我们今天所要的
？More accurately, what God wants is it also what you want?
弟兄姊妹，神家见证的恢复。
Brothers and sisters, to restore the testimony of the house.
我在说每一个归回的神都宝贵。
Let me repeat, every returnee.God treasures.
圣经记载回来的人都数到个位数。
God actually records and names them one by one.
什么家有多少人？什么家有多少？
How many from this family, from this house?
连牛羊、牲畜、骆驼都数到个位数。
Indeed, cattle and oxen and camels into detailed numbering.
说到神在乎，神在乎，每一个都在乎。
It tells us God really treasures every single individual.
弟兄姊妹，不要灰心。
So don't be disappointed.
不管你今天所在的教会，在任何教会
，whatever churches you are now serving and meeting in,
起来好好为神家祷告。
Pray for the house of God.
我们神家的见证都需要被恢复。
The testimony of the house of God needs to be restored.
特别在这个弯曲悖谬的时代
，especially in this perverse and crooked generation.
同性恋的问题，同居的问题，混乱的问题
，same sex marriage, same-sex, cohabitations, all sorts of problems.
我们要起来祷告。
We need to rise up and pray.
知道神要的是什么。
We need to know what God wants.
知道我们现在在哪里，我们的问题在哪里。
Where we are, where the problems are.
让我们能够向着神的标杆去。
And then we will aim towards God's goal.
所以整个圣殿的工程完了以后，百姓们一起奉献，一起侍奉，一起欢乐。
So when the whole temple was rebuilt, whole group of people.They rejoiced and they were excited and they celebrated.
这殿后来的荣耀大过先前的。
The glory of the temple will be more than in the past.
马丁路德说 ，I have a dream.
You know, Martin Luther said, "I have a dream."
我希望所有神的儿女们，我们不是自己做梦，是照着圣经的话，我们来向神要。
All of us to also have a dream, but not of your dream, but dream according to the word of God. We want this.
当神使我们这些被掳的归回的时候
，You know when God calls us who have been kept captivated, captive before,
真好像做梦的人一样。
We were like dreamers,
因为神实在为我们行了大事。
Because God has done great things among us,
外邦人也都说神的确为他们行了大事。
Even the Gentiles would say, "Yes, God has done mighty things among His people."
我不知道我下次什么时候来。
I don't know when I'll be here again next time.
我希望来的时候不光是人满满的。
I hope that next time when I come here, not only this house will be full,
而且个个都是爱主的。
But all of us will be loving the Lord.
个个都是在重建圣殿上有份的人。
All of you will participate in this process of rebuilding the church.
都是愿意上山取木料建造这殿，叫神心欢喜，叫神得荣耀的。
All of us will go out of the mountain, cut the timber, and build the house of God.
不要被任何的人事物 discouraged.
Do not be discouraged by anything.Main or matters.
基督为神的儿子，亲自治理这个家。
Christ is the Son of God, over his own house.
我们若把起初的盼望和胆量坚持到底，这就
是神的家。Hold on to the hope and courage from the beginning. We are God's house.
主耶稣啊，我们向你祷告。
Oh, dear Lord Jesus, we pray to you.
赦免我们。
Forgive us.
许多的时候，我们任凭你的殿荒凉。
So often we have let your household gone desolate.
我们却专顾自己的事情。
And we only mind our own business.
许多的时候，祝福离开了我们，我们都不知道。
So often the blessing has already departed, but we are not even aware.
我们甚至在埋怨你为什么这样。
And even complain that why God you allow this to happen.
主啊，对我们说话。
Oh Jesus, speak to us.
唤醒我们。
Wake us up.
让我们都起来，在乎你所在乎的。
That we will rise up and care what you really care for.
让你所要的也是我们所要的。
Pray that what you want will also be what we want.
有更多人被你兴起来。
And more will be raised by you.
我们为着神家见证的恢复，把自己摆上。
For the recovery of the testament of the house of God, we want to lay down ourselves.
让你的荣耀重新回到我们中间。
So that your glory once again return to us.
让你的祝福重新回到我们中间。
Your blessings once again come back.
让神儿女们该有的喜乐和尊贵也被你恢复。
And the joy and the honor of what God's children should be will be returned.
主啊，复兴你的工作。
Oh Lord, revive your work.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在唱复兴女工作组，我们唱第一、第二、第三、第四，好了。
Let's sing the hymn again, revived by the Lord.
一二三五节，对不起，六百四十七是吧
？The first, the second, the third, and the fifth.
谢谢。
647.
我们从心里面向主。用祷告的心唱啊，我们唱一三五好了，我们就唱这三节。
The first, the third, and the fifth, from the bottom of our heart, we pray, we sing these verses.
在你工作中，向你伸出真心，你用涌泉发出声音，让你儿女坚定。我在你工作中，我们亲近。不信你工作主，只是你的宝贝，但愿你爱在人心内，好像不然是灰。不信你工作主，我们。不信你工作主，证明你的大神，
改变我心，
起来战争，好使撒旦归本。不信你工作主。
祭坛说到恢复我们生活的优先次序。
Rebuilding the altar, talking about restoring our personal devotional time with God.
让主居首位。
Allowing God to be the preeminent.
恢复圣殿。
Restoring the temple.
说到恢复我们整个生活侍奉的中心。
Talk about the whole center of our life and service and
ministry. 让神让基督成为我们一切生活侍奉的中心目的和内容。
And God be the center, the purpose and contents of all our lives.And ministry.
来到神家，我们的灵，我们的心，都是为着神家的见证。
As we come to the house of God, our hearts, our whole spirits are only for His testimony.
唱诗就好好唱。
We sing it rightly.
祷告向神啊，我们不要那么多的拘谨，开声开口向神祷告。
Pray, open your mouth, pray fervently towards God.
侍奉，专心的侍奉。
You serve wholeheartedly.
圣徒在一起，我们以诚以爱相待。
When we gather together with love, with sincerity, with fellowship.
无论做什么事情都是为了荣耀神。
Whatever you do, only for the glory of God.
或吃或喝都是为了荣耀神。
Or eating, whether it's drinking or eating, all for God's glory.
斯派克弟兄说，无论做什么事情。
You know, Brother Spark said, whatever you will be doing.
不管大事，不管小事，只要跟基督发生关系，都是大事。
No major or minor things. Anything related to Christ.Is major.
好，这句话太好了哈。
Such a good description.
我免费传给你们，都没收钱的。
I gave you for free. Remember this.
这句话对我帮助太大了。
This has been helpful.
不管我做什么事情，只要跟基督发生关系，就是大事。
As long as it is related to Christ, these are major things.
都是为了神的荣耀。
It's all for God's glory.
都是为了神家的复兴。
All for the revival of God's house.
对，我们多三分钟到五分钟。希望有感动的人开口祷告，为着神家的复兴祷告。
Whoever has the leading of the Holy Spirit,
好不好？我们一起来，三山群木料建造这殿。
Open your mouth and pray. Let's get together.
为着神家的复兴，为着神医治我们，神在宽恕我们，让我们起来。
Pray for God's revival. Pray for His forgiveness. Let's all stand and pray.
我们有几分钟祷告。
Let's pray.